From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. UN demands a ceasefire. A new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead and dozens wounded Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombing in that area to 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria. That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, many of which have also been bombed. The Security Council is expected to vote Monday on a British-drafted UN resolution. The resolution would condemn Iran for violating a UN arms embargo by providing missiles and drones to Shiite rebels in Yemen and commit to future action against Tehran. Kuwait's ambassador, who is the current council president, said the group is still working on the text, but it should be adopted Monday morning. The White House has released a redacted version of a Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. The memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts related to the FBI and how it surveilled a former Trump campaign advisor. This is VOA News.